It's such a blessing to be here, and it is such a blessing to know that you folk not only care for this Rock of Ages, you care for ministries and missionaries, and that's such a blessing. You've been faithful to us over the years, and I just ask you all to continue to be faithful, amen. Amen. Tonight, I want to be a help to you. I'm going to pray for my wife. She's next door there. She drove me up here, and she's too tired to do anything else. No, not that. She's have a sore throat, and she's just not feeling well. So you all pray for her. And so I guess you put me to driving tomorrow to drive back home. I call her my airplane pilot. She's not a driver. She's a pilot. I can't even sleep while she's driving, but I looked at 80 and 90. I said, London, please, slow down. She just can't stand anybody to pass her. I'm telling you. She gave me permission to say that now, okay? So, if you would take your Bibles this evening and turn to Hebrews chapter 2. My Bible tells me, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed of the things which we have heard, lest any time we should let them slip. Slip. How many have slipped before? Slid back. Now, he's talking about the Word of God. And really, he's talking to the Hebrews from chapter 1, okay? The book of Hebrews, talking to chapter 1. He emphasized the greatness and the superiority, sufficiency of the Lord Jesus Christ. He much greater than Moses. Any other prophet, he much greater than that, of any angel. So he explains this in chapter 1. Now he's telling in chapter 2, listen, you better take the more earnest heed of the things which you have heard. Well, I said, any time you should let it slip. Now notice what else he said. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedient, obedience receive a just recompense or reward. And now what he's saying, he said, in the Old Testament and of the law, whatever they didn't obey the law, they done something that had been disobedient, guess what? They paid for it. And a lot of times it was death. Now he's telling us now in verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also bearing them witness, okay, both with signs of the Jews, okay, and wonders, and with divers miracles of the Gentiles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his will, just to the church. And so he's saying here that we're about to get a more earnest heed of the things which we have heard. And a more earnest heed, he said, and you better pay close attention. It reminds me when with my mom with the Lord now, but I pick on her all the time. I said, Mom, they'll put you in jail for putting something on me 60 years ago or whatever. Because she would tell you something, and she said, you pay attention, boy. Or she said, why don't you write it down? Oh, Mama, I got it. But when I come back from the store and an item was missing, I paid for it. Dearly, and you came up and tried to stop her, she'd ask you, did you want some too? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for this day you've given us. Thank you so much for who you are and what you are to us. Thank you so much for the service this morning, Lord, how you blessed us. And Lord, how you worked, Lord, in all our hearts this morning, Lord, in such a way we know it was all of you. Thank you so much for the sweet Holy Spirit of God that lead and guide us in all truth, Lord, and help us, Lord, in every area that we need. Lord, we don't have an excuse. And help us tonight, Lord, to realize where we are, and where we at with you, Lord, and help us to realize, Lord, that none of us here that are perfect, we're here for a reason. We're all sick people, Lord, we need help from you tonight. I do pray, Lord, there's any here that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, I pray tonight will be the night of salvation for them. Speak to our hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. The Bible tells me in chapter 1, says, God, who at sundry times and divers matters spake in time past unto the Father, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom he made the worlds, who been the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. He'd upholding all things by the word of his power when he had by himself, notice, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty high. So he's telling them the Old Testament, these things is not, he's not eradicating the Old Testament, anything like that. Now it just come to an end because these are typologies, shadows of things to come. You know, no bulls and goats and sheep to take away our sins, okay? But the true Lamb of God came and took away our sins, amen? And we need to understand something. This salvation that he's talking about, it didn't just begin after Adam and Eve sinned. The Lamb of God was slain before the foundation of the world. Could I tell you something? Grace was here before any sin. Before the foundation of the world, grace was there. So it wasn't nothing ahead of God, okay? It wasn't a happenstance with God. It didn't just take place there. God way ahead, always way ahead of Satan. Always. Now listen, the Lamb was slain, like I said, from the foundation of the world. Before there was a sinner, there was a Savior. Before the foundation of the world. So we got something, don't we? You know, people, we run into these folks all the time, you know, how they religion started and it started. So I can take you all the way back before the world begun. That's the God we serve. That's the God that we serve. And knowing that he was slain, it says, before the foundation of the world. Could I tell you something? Before there was guilt, there was grace. Yeah, that's, he said, Noah found grace, amen. That was already there. He had to find it. So he didn't just come up with this. This was all of the Lord. So he's telling us we ought to take the more earnest heed of the things that we have heard. Listen, any time we should let them slip. He's telling us that this salvation that we have. Could I tell you something? He wants this salvation to take you to its fullest potential. What accomplished salvation? Sanctification. Then ultimate glorification. And he's telling us that don't let these things slip. Don't let them pass by you. What I'm saying here now, it's salvation. Salvation is just because I just got saved. Without salvation, there's no sanctification. There's no glorification. So it starts salvation. This is the greatest thing God ever done for us. The greatest thing that he ever done for us is salvation. Now you taught that, you let me know. He said, so great of salvation. So great of salvation. Don't let it slide by you. It's just like not that you sliding. It's just like you sitting. Y'all like fishing? Bank fishing, sit by the river just flow by you. And it's like a Christian just standing still while the fire just flow by. Just grace, keep going. You need to catch up with it. You need to stay along with what God is bringing you. If you don't stay there, guess what? It'll go right on by you. Let it slip by you. You understand? See, so he's telling us, now, don't, because you got the salvation, don't take it for granted. You know, when I got saved 33 years ago, when I got saved, you know what the guy told me? You cool off after a while. Right. Walk on fire. Yeah. Telling folk, telling everybody. But guess what? What happened? It mellows out, don't it? Sure. Huh? And we call that maturity. That's not maturity. God wants you to stay along with the flow. Sanctification. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to stay in the Word of God. He provides everything that's needed. Got to tell you, he wants to be rooted and grounded. In love, okay? And I don't see nowhere in my Bible where the Lord says you're getting too deep. Huh? Are you getting too deep now? Are you getting too high? He said rooted and built up. He didn't say that you can go so far now. You can go so deep with me. That's it. What so much stuff in this Bible? It'll blow your mind. It's so much stuff in here, it's time that I take and I say, wow, oh man, this is good stuff. Boy, this is good stuff. So not only that he wants you to catch on to this sanctification here, but with this sanctification, it's the word of God, and you separate it unto him. You belong to him now. So he wants you to get everything that he has for you, to bring you to not only your fullest potential, but beyond your potentials. How many things will take place during this man, boy, one for the Lord? There's no way in the world I can do this. There's no way in the world I can accomplish this. As be God. So he takes you beyond your potential. Y'all see that? And so he wants you to do that. Now, number two, he wants you to, and here's another thing through sanctification, suffering. We're partakers of his suffering. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fire of trials to try you as though some strange things happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ. We don't like that. But that's going right along the law. See, now you're going to let it slip. Now, a lot of us have let that slip, haven't we? We don't want that, do we? And he said, you're precious to him. You're much more precious than that of gold that perish. You're precious. And so he allows you to go through those things, guess what? To keep you with the flow. Not slipping. Jump on the bandwagon. We will quit there. Lord, how long? Or why me? And I'm not being ugly. Why not you? You want to grow, don't you? And I'll be honest with you, brother, I haven't been saying much. It's been 2 years with me. And it's been a struggle. You know, and I preach all this stuff. You know, now you preach this stuff, now okay. Now you got to live it. And as a pastor, I'm coming out of one tongue into another tongue. I don't see no light. And there's nothing wrong with questioning God, but don't be derogatory towards him. He want to teach you something in the midst of it to be a help to you. And that's one part where we fall way short. That's one part we let slip. We let slip. We're good at telling others. I was in a Sunday school class here probably last year or whatever. Maybe it'd been 2 years ago. And this guy was teaching a great lesson. And all he was saying, all you got to do is this, all you got to do is that. I said, and, you know, I don't say anything, but he asked. And all right, Brother Keller, I said, well, until it's your time. Yeah. you can go through all the rigmaroles, you know, all you got to do is this, and that, you know, until it's your time. And then it's real to you. Reality strikes. You know, here for 2 years, really 2 years, I haven't slept good at night. I itch. I don't know what's the problem. I've spent a lot of money, and it's just terrible. And I know I keep my wife up. She said last night, she's not here, so I'll tell on her. She said last night, you won't sleep over there in that bed there. Too bad. Too bad. Really, I feel sorry for her. I keep her up all night, and that's not good. And she was telling me she wanted some relief, though. So. But, you know, that's what he wants us to do now. And this salvation, like I said, it is exclusive. It surpasses everything that God has done for us. And we understand that it takes us to the Word of God, our suffering, Word of God, to suffering, to maturity. And you ready for this? You're going to go right back again, suffering again. Reading the Word of God, taking heed to what it says, and then there's a trying time where you're going to grow from it or not. Y'all understand that? And he tells us to take it patiently. Boy, that's hard, isn't it? It's hard to take it patiently. It really is. God paid a great price for us. And that's why that salvation is so, so great. It surpasses everything of the old and brought in the new. It, 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 It sent Jesus Christ from the heart of God to earth. It says here in John 1:29, behold, the Lamb of God coming to take away the sins of the world. John saw that. And the Bible says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. No man has seen God at any time. He the Son that was in the bosom of the Father, He had declared Him. The bosom, right from the heart of God. You want to know who God is, who Jesus Christ is? Guess what? Well, Jesus Christ came straight from the heart of God. Bursting forth. All that God is. What a God we serve. And He's telling us, don't neglect that. Don't neglect that. Don't neglect what God has for us. If this Bible He gave us is just full of riches. Full of riches. Full of riches. And it's so great, it's not only going to take us to sanctification, set apart from Him, it's going to take us to glorification. It's going to take us all the way. You're not losing anything. But here's the thing. He's trying to help us not to lose our rewards, okay? He don't want you to fall from the grace of God. Nothing to do with salvation, but not letting God's word take you where He wants to take you. God said, I got so much for you. But you're letting so much slip. It's like a smorgasbord. I'll take this, I'll take that. I don't want this. I don't like this. I'll take this, I'll take that, I'll take that. God, you don't know what you've been missing. You miss out. And could I tell you something, my friend? There is no catching up. God will forgive you, but you'll never get to the point of catching up of the things that you've lost with Him. And you tell us He's all of the treasures and the storehouse. In other words, He's a storehouse of blessings. You want to know who Jesus Christ is. Amen. He's all that God is. He's the third person, the second person of God here. But the Bible said, in him, right. We are complete in Him, which is the head of all principalities and power. Take your Bibles for a minute here and turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. As Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. And we'll look at look at verse 13. After speaking to Nicodemus. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is where? Now, where is he? Somebody tell me, where is he? No man had ascended into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So how many places is he? Could I tell you something, my friend? He's saying, he's talking to you, Nicodemus, and I'm in heaven too. Since y'all was reluctant at saying it, or whatever, it's right there. So he's saying, I'm in both places. I'm taking care of heaven. Listen, I'm taking care of heaven. Now I'm taking care of earth right here. I ain't lost nothing up there. I haven't lost nothing up here. I'm still in control. And he's giving you everything that you need. And he said, don't let anything slip. Could I tell you something, my friend? God. There's no such word as too good, but he's too good to us. He is too good to us. And the seriousness of our salvation, he's telling us, now listen, he's telling you now that those of old that disobeyed, they paid for it. He said, now don't think you're going to escape. God's still chastening us on it. There's a chastening hand. He's not going to kill you, anything like that. Well, I don't know. John said, here's the thing. Don't pray for it. Amen. But what I'm saying here, we need to, we nonchalant Christians. You know what I mean? I've seen Christians, I don't claim to be no minor man of God myself, but they'll put us to shame. They put us to shame. Really love to God, love God. And you know why? Because a lot of them had went through persecution. And it made them better. And they've taken things in the right way. What does salvation do? You're going to be persecuted. You're going to suffer persecution. You're going to have some problems. You understand? And you need to learn about these problems. I'm going to be honest with you. I've learned so much. Since I've been sick, I've learned so much. It'll draw me so closer to God. It really has. You know, and like I said, I stay up all night all the time. I talk to him all the time. You know, and he relieves me. Relieves my mind and my soul. And helps me be a help to someone else. It takes my eyes off of me. Try to be a help to others. That's what the salvation is all about here. And he tells us that this is very, very serious. A lot of time we're disobedient. In other words, he said, don't set things aside. Things that are very important, deal with them. Things that are detrimental to you, deal with them. And a lot of time we pray to get out of these things. God wants you to go through them. Temptation is to God make a way to escape. But trials and tribulations, he wants you to go through them. I was reading a story about a butterfly. Actually, he was in his cocoon, you know, and trying to, and this thing was warped. It's just a tight, it's really tight. He's in a tight space. He's in a tight spot trying to get out of that thing. He was on his way out. But some man going to help him. Open that thing up. You know what happened to him? It crippled him. He couldn't fly. He could not, you know, get to his foot to it because brought him out too soon. How many of us like to pray for things? We pray to God to get us out, but it's too soon. It seemed like God turned the heat up. But think about this now. You too soon. Too soon. What if you keep praying and God will give you what you ask for? But it's too soon. And you suffer the consequences from it. Y'all understand that? And see, so we let patience have its perfect work. As James says, that you may be entire, wanting what? Nothing. I have prayed for relief. Lord, please relieve me of this. Lord, this is what I need to help me, to help benefit me, to help me grow stronger in you, I'll take it. You're going to take it anyway. But it's how you take it. You understand? And so he's telling us not to neglect this great salvation. God speaks to us through his word, through the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is not going to be contrary to the Word of God. You all understand that? A lot of times he's speaking to us, but we don't listen. And I want to help you with this now. A lot of times we go ahead of God and you say, God, understand. It ain't for God to understand. It's for you to understand. We don't lead and guide him to nothing. He lead and guide us. We're not his counselor. He's our counselor. But we don't treat him like that. And when we do those things, you ready for this? It's being disobedient to the Word of God. How many times we've grieved the Spirit of God? Lots of times. How many times we know we've grieved the Spirit of God and it really hurts your heart and you really want to get things right with God. You know, just you and God alone. A lot of times we do not. And when you do that, you are neglecting this great salvation. Think how great it is. Think what God has to go through to save us. Brought us out of darkness, slave marks of sin, and translated us and to his dear king, his dear son, the kingdom. Isn't that something? And we don't realize we don't realize how deep sin was, because he said, "What sin abound, grace did much more abound." So sin was devastating. Sin was so devastating. It's so devastating to the whole world. When Adam sinned, it took care of the whole world. That's why you got the weeds and all these things here, the earthquakes and hurricanes and all these things. The whole world prevailed in the pain until that final day. You see that in Romans. It affected the whole world in its creation. And it's devastating for us to neglect how great it was. You know, my mom would always say to me, "Boy, you're an ungrateful boy. You're just ungrateful." Could I tell you something? Some of us are ungrateful. Until we have our way, we think we're having our way with God. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you tonight, because there's sometimes, and please, I'm not picking on anyone. There's times, and I don't understand it, when a spouse is taken away from you. A spouse. God's grace is sufficient. Excuse me. And I don't want us to detach from God when those things take place. That's why God said, don't let these things slip by you. Let the word of God, listen, get everything you need while you can get it. Because there's times these things are going to take place. What you going to do? God want to fill you up till there's no emptiness when that takes place. Y'all understand? Sometimes we wait. We don't know what's going. We really don't know what tomorrow going to bring forth. Somebody was quoting that earlier. We don't know. But you better prepare yourself by taking the word of God and let God's grace bring you where you need to be. So when that time comes, you're not bankrupt. I'm not saying it's not going to hurt, but you're not bankrupt. You're not one that want to turn against God. I'm going to tell you, that's exactly what happens to a lot I know of, to turn against God. And I talked to my wife today last Sunday. I really don't know whether I'll be here today, I'll be here tomorrow. I don't know. But I want you to prepare yourself. Stay in the word of God. Don't let nothing slip. Don't let it slip. God, if you don't watch it, if you pay attention to God, he's going to prepare you for what's to come. You know our problem? We don't prepare what's to come. Do we? We don't. And so all I'm saying is just don't let it slip. Don't let it get by you. Don't neglect this great salvation that we have here. It does. We got everything we need right here in the word of God. Amen. It reminds me of, and I don't want to bring up the subject, but and I know there's people here probably going through some things. But don't let when death take place. I got to run and look for this. I got to look for that. I got to look for this policy. I got to this, and that. The same way with the word of God. You take the word of God and you prepare for that. There's a day when that's coming. Could be you, could be me. I don't know who it's going to be next. What's going to happen? The Bible tells us the appointed that wants to die, you know, in the judgment. And but all he's saying here is that don't let these things slip. I'm trying not to be ugly, okay? And so I'm going around some things here. Not that I'm skipping some things. There's a lot to say, but this salvation is so great, my friend. It'll prepare you for everything that you need. Everything. Don't miss out. Then he said that he's blessing us abundantly. Life abundantly. He used the word abound. If these things be in you and abound, Keep going, keep asking, keep reading, you know, just stay in the Word of God. Just stay in the Word of God. Hey, listen, and ask Him things. Listen, every good gift and every perfect gift coming from above, amen? He won't beat you over the head about it. Ask me. He said, ask, dig, seek. He'll get it to you. And it'll be a great help to us. You know, it's so, it's this thing. It's so good to be prepared. I'm saying it is so good to be prepared. And God is saying, hey, don't let that slip. Don't let this slip. And I didn't mention one. I didn't mention this one. Be in church as much as you can. A lot of times, let me back up. All the time, you hear the Word of God is always counseling you and giving you what you need. You understand? You might not need it right then. Maybe for you to put in the bank, but when you do need it, or he may give it to you to pass it on to someone else. By all means, he's equipping you. Right. I've heard people say, oh, that was a good message, but it didn't apply to me. Oh, man, I done heard that before. How many CDs have you bought and just heard it one time and threw it away? You listen to it over and over and over and over again. I was just wondering at one church, but a guy told me, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but anyways, this guy preached a revival at one church and went to the next church about a mile from there and preached the same thing, so he didn't know the guy from the first church, went to the second church, and he came up to me and said, I done paid you for that sermon one time. But you know, guess what? Now, it was, I say that jokingly, but it probably was good for him to hear it the second time. Because, listen, be honest with you, preaching sermons, we only get it maybe the third, fourth, or fifth time, do we not, brother? When we really get a handle on it, you know, And I said, okay, you just let something slip, brother. And that's why you heard it the second time. You know, how many times you read your Bible? Two, three times, or a chapter two or three times, and you say you got it. Man, there's so much in there you would never exalt the Word of God. You never do. I've gotten to the point. I get emotional sometimes when I read the Word of God. And you find out something, but you've been reading all the time. All of a sudden, God illuminate that thing, open your eyes to it, and you say, "Wow, man, I didn't see that." You know, and this time, man, I said, "Oh boy, man, this good stuff." And then this time, I said, "Wow," when I know how it fit. You understand? When I know how the Word wills, when I know where to fit it, where it needs to go. You understand? You understand what I'm saying? You get knowledge, not knowing, then you get understanding, then now I get wisdom. I know how to fit it. I know exactly where it goes now. I know how to apply it to my life. And that's when I get that, wow. Man. Boy. That's good stuff. And there's times, I get so much I had to walk off. I'm not saying that boastfully. I mean, sometimes, Lord, just blows my mind. I just had to walk off. Lord, this good stuff. Man, boy, this good stuff. That's God. And you know what I believe? I believe with all my heart. God smiles when he knows you want to get equipped. You want all that he has for you. Lord, I want more. Lord, that was good. That was good. Like that lunch we had today, Brother Mike. I brought carry out to my wife. She said, "Where'd this come from?" This kept talking. "Where'd it come from?" I said, "It's down the street there." She's almost, she finished it all. She's about to make me go back down and get some more of it. That's how we take the Word of God. You know, we take the Word of God, and when it's good, guess what? When it's good, we want to come back to it and read it again, and read it again, and read it again, and read it again. Don't let it slip. Don't let it slip. Now, here's two things. This is a warning here. Now he said, now what happened? He tell you what happened to those of old when they were disobedient. They didn't pay attention to God. They suffered for it. He said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? It's great because it's author. Boy, it's great. Huh? He's the author and the finisher of faith, isn't he? Huh? He's the captain of our soul, amen. All these things, I love the book of Hebrews. Man, I just tell you, he's our apostle. He's the captain of our soul, okay? And he's the author of salvation. And you can go on and on and on, see, man. And then the Bible says about Moses, all the rest, he said, but this man. This man. You know, and Hebrews is just read it sometime. It's a good book. It's a great book. And then it tells us of the Old Testament. You know how those shadows and typology, even the tabernacle, everything in the tabernacle gets a representation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every bit. And Jesus Christ covered it all. And when he had by himself, notice now, by himself, he didn't need Moses. He said, okay, I know y'all are part of this thing here. They was all go through. God went through it. Them, okay, and he just used them. It was by them. No prophet had the full revelation of God. They had fragmentations and bits and pieces and by dreams and visions, etc. Nobody had full revelation. Sometimes they were writing things they didn't know exactly, you know, in their own way, but they didn't know exactly what they was writing, you know. And guess what? I believe they asked the question, "Who is this? What is this? Who is this?" He said, "About my son. About my son." Look at Romans chapter 1 here in closing. Romans chapter 1. Just wanted to this evening just to bring our attention to this great salvation and the fullness of it. Notice what it says here. For Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of who? Of God. Now, Paul was a separatist. He just told you. He separated. Separated unto the gospel of God. Now, notice which he had promised, that's of old, afore by his prophets. And where? Where? Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead. So everything that God put in the Scriptures, right after Adam and Eve, Adam sinned, it was all about the Lord Jesus Christ. He's called a seed. You see in Galatians, that seed was Jesus Christ. And he don't want you to miss this great plan that he orchestrated. But guess what? This great plan began before the foundation of the world. Y'all see that? Now, could I tell you something? Even, listen, there was a heaven before there was a hell. So God is way ahead. And he wants you to know how great it is. It surpasses this world. It is out of this world. What a God we serve. What a God we serve. Don't let it slip. Don't let it slip. Because you will not escape this so great salvation. Let me have you stand, please. All head bowed, eyes closed. So great a salvation. Let me ask this question tonight. All heads bowed and eyes closed. If God has spoken to your heart, really, I don't have to say anything else. The author is here. If God has spoken to your heart, if there's areas that Brother Kelly and I've let slip, there's things I've neglected. This salvation is not, I haven't just treated it like I should be treating it. But Brother Kelly, that's areas I fall short. His altar's here. If God has spoken to your heart, you can come to this altar. How many tonight, said Brother Kelly? If I were to die right now, I know heaven's my home. I have accepted this great salvation. Would you raise your hand? Anyone like that tonight? How many tonight, said the Lord spoke to my heart? There's some areas I've let slip. And I want to get those things right tonight. Would you pray for me? Who would be the first to step forward? Said Brother Kelly, that was for me. I have neglected the salvation. There's things I've let pass by me. I have not let this grace take me where I need to be. I just haven't gotten there yet. Brother Kelly, I'm not prepared for what's to come tomorrow. I'm not prepared. Simply because you have let some things slip. Would you pray for me? Anyone like that tonight? Anyone like that? I see that hand. I'm going to pray. Maybe we can have an invitation song. If God has spoken to your heart, please get it settled tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for this night you've given us. Thank you so much for who you are and what you are to us. Father, I saw hands and you see hearts. Father, I do pray. Lord, if there's any here that do not know Christ as personal Savior, I pray today would be the day of salvation for them. I do pray, Lord, if those that raise their hands, Lord, if they've fallen short in areas, Lord, and let some things slip and have neglected such a great salvation, I pray, Lord, tonight will be a night of them getting things right with you. Father, we do love you tonight. We do thank you so much for who you are. Help us, Lord, not to let things slip. Lord, you've given us everything that we need. And Father, I pray that we would take heed, the more earnest heed of the things we have heard, lest any time we should let them slip. We do love you. We do thank you so much for who you are. And Father, we give you all honor and glory for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Invitation song. Brother Ken.